Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply. You're on The Burt Show.
If you are a woman and you are going to other women for advice on guys, that's stupid.
Dumb.
That doesn't make any sense.
Dumb.
Y'all don't know about dudes. Y'all know about women. And if you're reading women's magazines that are giving other women advice about guys, that's maybe not so smart either. Like, if the column to me is written by a dude about dudes, then it's got good. More credibility mm-hmm. to me, right? That's common sense,
yeah.
right? All right, so we want to let you guys get into the head, into the minds of dudes. This comes from a men's magazine, and this is advice for ladies. These are things that guys consider either overrated or underrated.
Okay.
And if you want to get in on this, the number is 877-588-BERT, 877-588-2378. Overrated for dudes, love letters, overrated. Underrated, though, romantic texts.
Okay.
All right, and it says, if a guy sits down to write you a love letter, he's doing it to impress you. If he sends you a text out of nowhere telling you he's thinking about you, he's doing it because he can't help himself.
Okay, yeah. So now I understand the nature of your list. This is things guys do for women, not the other way around.
I think different elements of both.
Oh, okay.
On here.
Okay. Because okay? So, I would agree with that one. Although you shouldn't stop writing love letters.
Sending that sweet or post-it notes or something fun.
If you have something romantic to say, you can say it in 160 characters or less.
The texting is good, though.
The rest is just fluff.
I like text. Yeah. Like a spontaneous text in the middle of the day
awesome.
That just came from nowhere. Overrated are picnics. Underrated are cookouts. It says eating outside is great, but when given a choice between getting their food from a basket or from a grill, guys will always pick the grill. Agreed? Concur?
Yeah.
Concur.
You can still grill and have a picnic.
Generally.
See, again,
really?
You got to get out of the mindset of a woman and think
okay.
as dudes.
Okay. I don't know.
This is coming from guys.
I don't know if this
don't
is
fight
a,
it,
a guy thing or a Jeff thing. I'm going to lean towards guy because it's the practicality
okay.
of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I personally don't care for many things that require me to sit on the ground. Because rarely, unless it's a beach. Because rarely.
And there's still a chair involved.
Right. And rarely is ground comfortable. Like, I'll put a towel down on the sand and lie in the sand, and that's the greatest day ever. But throwing a checkered blanket out at the park, you're going to sit. On a spider's nest, Jen, you're going to sit on a rock. The ground's not going to be even. You're always going to feel like you're leaning a little bit too far backwards. It's never, there's a tree root in your butt. It's never that good.
So camping in a tent, probably the same thing for you because you have to
camping
sit
in it,
on
no.
the ground.
Camping's
come
awesome.
Bert, come on.
I'm just throwing
throw a
out
sack
there.
Here. What's the difference between camping and a picnic?
Camping's dangerous.
Thank you.
Oh, there's fire involved.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
What can happen while you're camping? A mountain lion.
Yeah, there
for
could be
example.
A fight. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's tons of those around
yeah.
here. A bear.
A liger. Anything. It can all get you. What can happen during a picnic? Ooh, fire ants.
Overrated, according to dudes, the smell of your perfume. Underrated, the smell of your hair. Says there's nothing wrong with the right perfume, but catching a whiff of that clean yet flowery girl hair smell beats any fragrance.
Okay.
I think I agree with that, actually.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Plus, it can get confusing with perfume also that if the perfume was worn by a former girlfriend and then a new interest is wearing it, then you're constantly reminded of that biatch from before.
Yeah, you don't need to. You have to tell her if that's happening.
You have to let her know that that's what's happening.
Yeah. That's perfume infidelity, fragrance infidelity right there. If you're thinking of somebody else while you're smelling another person.
But wouldn't that also go with the shampoo and all that stuff too? Like if she's wearing the same, if it same.
I don't know that I have. I could identify the smells of shampoos, but a perfume. If I really know what it is, I can identify it. Why are you smirking like that?
No, I'm just asking.
Oh my god, is that Pantene?
The guy said that. I'd be like,
is that Juvexin?
Yeah. Oh my god, you're Pert Plus.
I love Pert. Garnet fruities.
Overrated. Humoring him by watching the game. Underrated. Doing your own thing while he watches the game. Yes. 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 Yes on that one.
What does that mean?
So rather than sitting down and pretending that you're enjoying the game with him, it's totally okay if you say, I'm not into football, and you go do your own thing for 3 hours and you leave me in the house alone. You don't got to be there. It's way better not to be there than it is to be there if you're really not into it.
If you're not interested. Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Overrated ballroom dancing lessons.
Oh, that's fun.
Sorry, Wendy. Underrated, Jen, surfing lessons.
Nice.
Okay.
So what does that mean? You do it together?
Yeah, you can do it together, right.
Okay.
That dudes would rather do surf lessons together than they would ballroom dancing together.
Lessons together.
Any guy would love being active and learning new things with you, but if he has to worry about his footwork and balance, he'd rather not have to be wearing shimmery shirts while doing it, this says. Overrated bed and breakfasts for guys.
Yeah, they're very, very frilly.
Well, that's,
you know, most of them are Victorian or, you know, filled with antiques and flowery teacups and, you know, linens and all the things that are very, very girly.
You can smell the estrogen when you walk in those places.
I can see that from a guy being like, oh, geez, bed and breakfast.
And there's danger involved, but the wrong kind of danger. Like, the danger is the... You know, the manager of the bed and breakfast can just be a little too involved in your existence.
Right.
That's true.
The beauty of a hotel is they don't care. Once you get in the elevator, they don't give a crap.
They're not coming knocking.
Jeff, a people person on the Burt Show. For me, it doesn't matter. So long as I'm getting sex, it doesn't matter if it's in a bed and breakfast or a hotel or a motel or a backseat. I don't care
if it's flowery or contemporary or whatever.
No. Overrated Valentine's Day roses. Underrated flowers on a random day.
I would say for girls, I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Roses are definitely over. I mean, they're beautiful on Valentine's Day, but they mean twice as much when they come completely randomly.
Or then there's a whole bunch of other flowers. You don't have to just get roses. I mean, there's sunflowers, there's carnations, there's different things that you can get. You don't have to just pick the roses.
You cannot be an adult and send carnations.
Well, I don't know the flowers that you're supposed to get and not supposed to get.
What
does a carnation say?
I agree with Jeff.
A carnation says, will you be my middle school Valentine?
Yeah.
Unless you're sending it to a middle schooler. Then I think it's okay.
Then it's okay.
Then it's appropriate.
Right. Yeah, like if you, because I guarantee it, all the other eighth grade girls are only getting one carnation. But if you send a whole bouquet, like if you throw down like 10, 12 bucks.
Yeah. it's
get
all.
It, yeah, yeah, get a 50.
That was up. What eighth grader can't resist 12 carnations all bundled together with a piece of yarn?
To me, carnations are funeral flowers. It's like,
really?
A random flower.
Oh, oh, well, that's insulting to the family that survived.
Sorry,
that's
insulting to the funeral.
There are others that will post online also, like overrated. Double dates are overrated, but for guys, underrated are going to parties together.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.